As part of a 700-mile network of ATV trails called Ride the Wilds, jurisdictions including Gorham, Berlin, and Colebrook are opening a few streets to all-terrain vehicles. But the Federal Consumer Product Safety Commission is dismayed to hear of the plan to use paved roads, says spokesman Carl Purvis. Purvis says ATVs were engineered for dirt, and riders can have handling problems on pavement. They can also be struck by cars.
Between 2005 and 2007, 33%, or about one-third of ATV-related fatalities, occurred while riders were on paved surfaces.
That's about 800 deaths. But Chris Kamash, the head of the state's Trails Bureau, said efforts were made to pick roads that will minimize the risk, and officials will be monitoring the issue. Meanwhile, a recent report from the federal agency raises the possibility ATV-related deaths are dropping. In 2008, there were 741 deaths reported nationwide. In 2011, that was down to 327. But the agency's Purvis cautioned against assuming that's a trend, because the number of deaths could increase. He said deaths may be reported to the agency long after they occur. In New Hampshire, there's been one ATV-related death in the last 43 months, according to New Hampshire Fish and Game. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.